program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Yetis and simpletons. That glorious day, the day of our deliverance, is upon us once again. For X Day has arrived again, we think, we hope. And tonight, on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, that is what we will obsess on. Of course, we are not so starry-eyed as to believe that the Exists and their escape vessels can be summoned through faith in some Tinkerbell-like ritual. But while we observe the pink apes blowing up tiny portions of this planet, we can dream. We can dream. And as a soundtrack to your apocalyptic fantasies, we offer many readings from the Book of the Subgenius, including, but not limited to, the creation myth and the pre-scriptures. We'll hear from Jehovah Hates Fred, the El Queso All-Stars, Negative Land, Little Fyodor, Einstein's Secret Orchestra, Brian Geisen, Devo, Nenslow, and Mr. Bungle. And yakety yak yak, slackety yak slack yak. And in the end, you will be almost as tired of my voice as I am. See you on the saucers. But first, Papa Joe Mama and our national anthem.
Excerpt from Chapter 8 of the Book of the Subgenius, Your Subgenius Heritage. This is the precursor to the interview with the Overman. This is the pure doctrine on evolution.
Subgeniuses came from a better world, and they're going to a better world.
They descended from abominable snowmen and will evolve overnight on some evening in late 1998 or later into Overmen and Overwomen. It is an unbroken line of continuous change, as opposed to that of pinks, who are an evolutionary dead end and have been spinning their wheels as mere humans for the last million years or so. The goal of any subgenius besides Slack is to somehow live until 1998 or later, when he or she will be changed into what might as well be a superhero, possessed of mental and bodily powers practically unknown to man today. If you cleave to Bob, you will see magic come to pass in your life. However, only Exus technology can complete a subgenius' transfiguration into overmanhood or overwomanliness. And so far, Bob has allowed this to happen to only one solitary guinea pig, his friend, Dr. Philo Drummond. But someday, when the angelic host descends, we will all make this great leap into tomorrow. It is important that we know what lies ahead.
Then, after we have been given doctorhood in Dobbstown,
after our initiation in the Exus rescue ships, what is this fabled overman? Overmania is a changed physique.
Yes, the huge cranium, the permanent smile, the powers of flight and invisibility,
the great cough of command.
But it is far more than that. Above all, it is a state of mind.
All subgenii, no matter their racial background, are kin. We as a world cult are bonded together by mere threads,
but they are threads of titanium steel forged in the mines of Jupiter.
For the link of blood is the strongest. We are Wotan's prime breeding stock, and no matter how different in shade our skin colors may be, we carry in our DNA a common code. A tracking device, so to speak, implanted by our monster lord.
So many millions of years ago. Humans lack this code and have tried to snuff it for millennia.
At their beginnings in antiquity, the humans, a wild nomadic pre-subgenius race, reverted to civilization except the conspiracy rule. Whenever subgenii gained a foothold in history, the humans pounced to thwart what they saw, perhaps correctly, as a threat to their pathetic control over the planet. However, this is changing swiftly. The human aggression syndrome is turning against itself, and now most humans under conspiracy thrall are mere spectators, stooges, disgruntled paupers powerless to resist any form of sales dominance. Especially Bob's. Secular humanism's baleful theory of evolution can now be challenged.
Understand, however, that we are not descended from humans.
In fact, man is not really even descended from the ape. Man, humans, and subs alike preceded the monkey.
It began shortly after the elder gods forced the Exus to exterminate the dinosaurs.
At this time, the stark fists of all the gods smote a tiny monkey-like mammal called Primoanthropocus and split his gene line into two. One, a seriously flawed attempt called Australopithecus, which under Jehovah One's occasional smiting evolved into the modern human. And another, the true Atlanteans, Homo erectus, of whom the first was Bob. There are still full-blooded Atlanteans in the world, now called Zugarians, in their own tongue, the lost glass city of Chang'an on the ice plateau that time forgot in the least accessible reaches of Tibet. Bob's advisors on the Council of None dwell in this place.
Yeah. And so the time is at hand for your humble servant to speak that which has been revealed and which must come to pass. Oddly enough, my first visitation occurred not while I was engaged in any spiritual pursuit, but while absently tinkering late one night with an experimental television receiver of my own design. The hour was certainly after 1 a.m., and, as I was temporarily living at the home of my beloved parents, my divine seizure overtook me not 20 paces from where they lay asleep. Yet, when questioned the next morning, they could recall nothing of the thunderous voice or voices that I know from my crude recordings must have reverberated throughout the little house for much of the night. I was thoroughly engrossed in my project, and whatever thoughts I had were surely far from pious. I was likely drunken to some extent, for this was long before I freed myself from the joyous curse of the bottle. I was bent over the picture tube of my ambitious home appliance, about to attach it to a power cord for the first time, when I realized that the screen was already glowing. I stopped what I was doing and stared at it in befuddlement. The screen hummed and was suddenly bathed in light. I swear I saw a brief, very overexposed image of a man clothed in flame with a bar of metal extending from his mouth before the tube went to total brightness. I felt a sudden, swiftly building tension in the air, a sort of vacuum between myself and the device before me. Abruptly, my head was filled with light, my vision almost wholly obscured by a blinding whiteness that seemed somehow to have instantaneously traveled from the tube to myself and was now bursting from a melting point at the exact center of my brain. There was no pain, but the change of pressure inside my skull was such that I felt it must surely have hollowed itself out, my brains and juices joining with the light and streaming out through now empty eye sockets in a dazzling wet beam. My whole body felt simultaneously hot and freezing, suffused with a ticklish numbness that made me want to climb out of it. Blah blah blah. My body and its pain were gone. The whiteness and the noise returned, and with them came an idiot calm. For a moment, I merely floated in the light and sound, which were now merging to become one sensation. Then a tension, a weird instant of warning, as if the very whiteness and noise were making ready to flee, and I felt the mindless suspense of the moment. What words are there for this? Perhaps it was like riding in the socket of emptiness and suction that follows racing behind a jet airplane at the precise instant before a sonic boom. Or maybe it was as if I were standing in the spot of trembling hesitancy, exactly between two walls of storm air about to produce a thunderclap. The inevitability of the next moment was a solid thing which could be touched, and there was nothing else. Silence, suspense, and then the voice boomed, and I no longer existed. There was only the voice and my hearing of the voice. The two were one. It was not the voice of a man or even a thing. There were no sounds. The voice was my hearing of the voice. And I say there were no words. There was only a great unbroken word, and it was only my hearing of it that made it into words. The words were these. The pre-scriptures.
Behold little pink earth brain within my void grip, and receive Logos, and lay with the war. I am Jehovah One, the God of Wrath, the one who to make man pull the triggers of his thousand opposable thumbs, caused the apes of the ground to spill their seed on the dust. I am the first and the last which is to come, and which is, and which was. I am in the brain pan of every human babe, of left and of right, the outer and the inside, the particle, the totality, for the gavel of the grid is mine own, and I spat the silly formula of man upon the waters and fashioned his spirit after the image of mine own, for Jehovah is a vengeful God, and I urinate on the heads of men. I am the Alpha, I cometh with the clouds.
Round, round. the slack full pond, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full pond, the bob down in the saucer roll. And on that bob there was a grin, a rare grin, with a slack full grin, with a grin on the bob, and bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full pond, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full pond, the bob down in the saucer roll. And in that grin there was a pipe, a rare pipe, the one true pipe, with a pipe in the grin, and the grin on the bob, bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. And in that plate there was some frop, a rare frop, Tibetan frop, with a prop in the front, and front in the fifth, and a wickedity, bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. And from that frop there was some smoke, a rare smoke, the holy smoke, with the smoke in the frop, and the frop in the pipe, and the pipe in the grin, and the grin on the bob, bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. And through that smoke there was some air, rare air, the church's air, with the air through the smoke, and the smoke from the frop, and the frop in the pipe, and the pipe in the grin, and the grin on the bob, bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. And in that air there was a ship, a rare ship, an exit ship, with a ship in the air through the smoke, and the smoke from the frop, and the frop in the pipe, and the pipe in the grin, and the grin on the bob, bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. Round, round the slack full bob, the bob down in the saucer roll. And in that ship there was a bob, a rare bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs. With the bob on the ship in the air, and the air through the smoke, and the smoke from the frop, and the frop in the pipe, and the pipe in the grin, and the grin and the bob, bob down in the saucer roll!
And the money changers shall be snatched and ruptured, and from their faces shall be burnt their noses, and from their loins dried the fluids of the babe, and it shall be gone unto drainage. And my winepress shall spill over with the blood of saints and elders, and the invisible burning blood of the angels shall wash across the taverns and the houses of ill women, and the great library where are kept the profane tablets, and chips of false wisdom, and the cameras of the pornographer. For the sins are of the number 909 and 410. And of them the first is the dropping of the body's voided things unto the white linens of the Lamb. And the second is the sin of laying ye down beside the small children, and the penetration and rending asunder thereof. And of this sin there are those without number in its practice. This is a crooked and perverse nation. Here are laid these naked children which are unto cherubs, and lo, is their innocence befouled by the profane, and the unrepentant, and those without remorse. And even though they touch not these babes, their images of the beast enter into them, the children as they sleep staring into the lamp of hell, which is the devil's jewel.
Economy, we take take a moment and we pause to reflect on the pinks that we feel and the planet that they wreck. And we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches with victory dance in our underoos and panties. Our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, planet X or bust for us.
As Bob types with space and time shit, temporal disturbance, causes of the flag, draws in, interdimensional split, severs forever, subgenized from pinkish. Bob walked in a circle and steadily exhaled. In the smoke I could see why the pink boys failed. Pain-Aids has caused destruction, sick and full of slack with suction. Pay-per-view alien abduction, functioning on soulless slack. The money should be painted black. The beat from space that stole your balls will soon come back and take it all. Return to slack, return to law. Repent slack off and quit your job. Smoke the beast in our congregate. Lick the throbbing thing of slavery. Now you're sleeping like a baby. The Bob will be up to
I cut my finger on a soup can lid. I got an infection and it spread to my head. It swelled up to the size of a human head. And then a mouth opened on it. And this is what it said. It said to kill the pink boys. Quit your job. Mock the world and worship Bob Dog. We'll build a ship and take a trip. Come on and get a pin, write the coordinates. 3.5 months in my garage, tearing parts off of old used cars. My groin at this point was unusually large. I would occasionally hum while smoking a cigar. Our project was finished, the ship would hold 20. The power source was ready, and the crew would think was funny. The slack was their hackers. Our bird proof is worth it, escaping the star pit. On our way to Planet X for sex, the Rex next. The very swift, every pot of money shot at Connie. But it's the all-hoss hour of bonanza. It's like a world without Tony Danza. Or fans of the fiendish that hits the charts. In a world of dead art, simultaneous lobotomy and sodomy. We take a moment and we pause to reflect on the pinks that we feel and the planet that they wreck. And we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches with victory dance. In our underoos and panties, our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, planet X or bust for us.
Embrace the eddy blood that flows in your veins. Let the frog pond clouds bring slack like rain. That bomb control what's left of your brain. Oh yeah, send all your money to the Reverend I would stay. Embrace the eddy blood that flows in your veins. Let the frog pond clouds bring slack like rain. That bomb control what's left of your brain. Oh yeah, send all your money to the Reverend I would stay.
Good evening, Utensini. This is a blithe Doc Ellis of the Lymph Node Institute. Tonight, I would like to talk to another audience besides you, the cells of this great beast that is our church, our rock, and our deceiver. I would like to address that scruffy guy laying on the floor of that strange room, and you, the skinny girl in the back seat who can't remember where the car is headed. You, my captive audience. Your proximity to this broadcast is no accident. Bob's is a strange and frightening bedotted countenance, which comes unto you likened to the angry bum in the alley. Though he may befoul you and rob you in unexpected ways, you also gain from his violation. For Bob is the center of a giant reciprocal force, and though he befouls and robs, he also blanches and misplaces, so creating as he destroys, and obeying the first law of thermodynamics, which states that energy can only be converted from one state to another, but cannot be created or destroyed. I cannot stress this enough. Bob is a very lucky man, and where with the whole briny claws scuttling bit? Elliot, the question Bob has for you tonight is, how would you like to bust one of those claws of yours open and taste your own succulent meat? Because whether you know it or not, you have been living on borrowed time since July of 1998. And this brief foray of yours to the happy side of the luck plane is both a warning and an inducement. the Church of the Subgenius, no less than Bob's spear lanced to the core of this world, is the only religion that just wants to befoul and rob you. Your brain, life, soul, etc. are yours to keep, or at least hold on to for as long as you can. The other religions are imperfect imitations, or precursors, depending on how you look at it. But however you look at it, this is the only church that works for you. While we're on the subject, to be honest for once, I too was deeply wounded when July 5th, 1998 rolled around and I was denied the spectacle of my unsaved friends and loved ones tortured by the indignity of the surreal death of my own personal design. Yeah, I had big plans and Bob just pissed him away. But we're well past that now. Right past that into the frozen, shrieking, steel death trap. Okay. Well, I know I see people and they ask me, how did the Institute fall into the sway with the church? Well, it was almost inevitable. When you deal in incalculable margins as we do, naturally, when it came time to select a trans-intuitive meme conveyance device, we chose the one with the nice, pointy smile. That, and it does attract a somewhat higher quality sample of the gene pool. Of course, as in a usual population, about half the samples are fruitless, but for some reason far more vocal about it. The apathy and ennui that supernatural protection can lead to, for some, is that last layer of jade that forces their heads to sink into their torsos. However, and listen closely, because this is how we make our money. The other half, instead of being merely acceptable, as in the population at large, is extraordinary. And I tell you, the thing I love about the subgenius mind, almost without exception, is that the extraordinary ones think that they are purposeless, and the fruitless ones think that they are extraordinary. We've been working on that squirt package almost from the beginning. But more than just an easy access to an unquantifiable demographic, the church, quite frankly, is the most powerful opiate at our disposal. And, of course, the triple your money back guarantee. Because everything has a price, so pay up if you won't wake up and get you some of that sweet, sweet slack while you still can. I don't have to tell you what this church does for the mutant population at large. The jolly factors have not stopped rising since Bob was first shot in the 80s. These jolly factors, of course, cannot rise forever, but try to enjoy the flow and fatten up your mental ifs. For, perhaps, leaner days when the inevitable ebb sucks you dry. So, take it for granted, but also enjoy the decadence of your easy dismissal of plenty, an infinite regress of self-referential onanism. And then, in the rapidly approaching global American Christian theocracy, you will finally have an opportunity to appreciate all the associative spice that the church has added to your collective stew. Yes, when the big squeeze comes, a good laugh, or how about a sincere smile, will be at a premium. And when all of those chemicals you pour into your gullet are cut off, you will find that your memory is a lot better than you think. That's the good news. As for the bad news, well, let me put it this way. As you try to slip away in your cell, away from the stench and pathetic vacant murmurs of those not so well connected as you, beneath the incessant squall of monotone Bible passages echoing off of concrete and steel day and night, well, at about that moment, You, weary traveler, will have some place to go. That funny thing Stang said that time. That comic panel etched on your eyelids. That distant twinkle of a Rudy Schwartz ditty. Whatever it is one last place they cannot touch. It won't save your life or ultimately your sanity, but it might save your soul, which will then return to the quagmire from whence it issued, pure and potent, to reinfect the fibers of the core. So, when the whole operation goes belly up and the books are burning in the street and the wiccas are swinging from the street lamps, you will be that lucky one whistling your way to your martyrdom that will unnerve them and their kind forever. Or at least until they wipe out the first 90% or so of the mutant population, then they will undoubtedly lose their zeal, and the 10% that remains can begin infection of the meat side with their latent Yeti gene, just like they did about 600 years ago. The time to have your head up is now. The time of fire and glass will be the time to duck, silly goose. So, when those durable and self-replicating thought viruses envelop your fevered brain, try to remember to break off a little something for that man, Bob.
Kill. Shop as usual.
Rock and roll music leads to a destruction of the normal inhibitory mechanism of the cerebral cortex and permits easy acceptance of immorality and disregard of all moral norms.
Look at the humans, all the boring humans. There's so many humans, wish they'd all go away. They like the same things, they laugh at the same things. They like Bruce Springsteen, I wish they'd just die. They worship conformity, to me it's deformity. They don't even deserve pity for being so blank. They're proud of their sameness, they're blind to their vainness. Their tunnel vision is heinous, can somebody open their eyes? They all went to see Star Wars, they all just are whores. Sucking the same big optic, it makes me gag. They share assumptions that lack any gumption. It helps them to function as a big seething blob. Their lives are redundant, their behavior's repugnant. They think they're so important, always trying to get ahead. They're swarming like bats, protecting turf like hats. Like overcrowded rats in some twisted experiment. They're so freaking desperate, they're all little despots trying to rule and roll over everything in their way. They crowd up the parks, they devour them like sharks. They feed the chipmunks up, they catch the plague. They rule the planet, they entirely span it. For me who ran it, I cut them down to size. They make tons of feces, to part of the species, to find new expensive ways to spread it around and tear asunder the sky. The things they buy, all repeating the lie that it's somebody else's fault. Their opinions are puny, their ideas are loony, and I'm so gloomy knowing they haven't a clue. They perpetually prattle, you would think they were cattle, living to chew their cuds in front of the tube. They're just superficial and artificial, basically walking gristle, just taking up space. They play stupid games that show they're insane, so hard to refrain from mowing them all down, always needing more of the things I abhor. If artified war beats a whole stinking lot, they incessantly yap. It's primarily pop, like I shut their traps, maybe then I'd have peace. Oh! All the boring humans. There's so many humans, wish they'd all go away. They like the same things, they love the same things. They like Bruce Springsteen, I wish they'd just die.
Blah, blah, blah. And they bringeth the white stone. Wow. The whore, virgin brain, the guilt finder and smiter, the very ark of the covenant, and she is the eye of the Father. She shall rule thee and overcome the mark of the beast, and shall give thee fornication, and the true sons of Israel shall be snatched up. Behold, my servant shall prosper, he shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. He who knoweth the fools who prophesy for me shall be made over men. Many will be astonished at him, for his appearance is so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the sons of man. Those who are over men, who have followed my almighty word, shall be the minister of the angelic host. They shall speak for them. And my prophet, who smiles, shall be among them and shall advise them.
We must get off. 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 We must get off.
When dealing with very basic questions and putting them into William's machine, or thinking just in that same way about how to take things right down to their very nub, where you couldn't change anything more without destroying the question itself, when one asked, what are we here for? One realized that all of the religions of the world had said that we were here to love God and obey him and kiss his ass and suck his gear and turn over and get pressed by him and be dumbed down into hell and eternal punishment if we didn't do like he wanted to do. And this turned out not to be true at all. It turned out to be like an enormous diarrhea of bullshit, because obviously what we're here for, and we know we're here for that, is that we're here to go. There's no other future for it. We're not here to stay.
Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Come down, you tiny robot, with your little nipper claws. You pale and bug-eyed aliens with wide and clammy paws. Life is just a sucker's dream, and death is a disgrace. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Oh, take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Yeah!
Planet squandered. It seemed like as good a time as any to outline a few reasons to kill. If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
The shiny searchlights in the sky, there's a new god in the sky. They said the map is not the terrier work, and then I broke my telescope. But that's the nature of a game, and you have to play. Bring back the
Rodman is a wild. Church of the Subgenius. There are indeed many false Bobs, many false yous, and many dangerous false Subgenius churches. The fact that you have to question even Bob is the surest sign that the judgment is at hand. To an ascended being, the human race is like a dog that has been hit by a car, writhing beside the highway in excruciating pain. One can go to a lot of trouble taking that dog to a vet, or one can leave it to die. Or one can put it out of its misery immediately simply by backing over it. Or one might take it home and eat it. Soon, the ascended beings will make that choice. Make their decision that much easier by listening to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight right here on WREK Atlanta, keeping the apocalypse at bay for about 50 years now. You're welcome.